Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. Yes, 2012 was hot in the United States. In the lower 48, the hottest year ever. Here are some official words from the NOAA, or the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Quote, the average temperature for the contiguous U.S. for 2012 was 55.3 degrees Fahrenheit, which was 3.2 degrees Fahrenheit above the 20th century average and 1.0 degrees Fahrenheit above the previous record from 1998. The year consisted of the fourth warmest winter, a record warm spring, the second warmest summer, and a warmer than average autumn. Although the last 4 months of 2012 did not bring the same unusual warmth as the first 8 months of the year, the September through December temperatures were warm enough for 2012 to remain the record warmest year by a wide margin, end quote. Hello, Washington. When will the U.S. federal government take some bold action to address climate change? Now, many people have been writing and speaking on this issue for years, and today I go to the comments section from a New York Times article on the issue. The comment is from Bounce 33. I wish the NYT would write an article about what real climate mitigation would mean for the average person. People seem to think that we have to go back to the Stone Age, so dismiss any possibility of a solution. The estimates are that it would cost about 4% of worldwide GDP to tackle climate change. That's a lot of money, but nothing relatively speaking. What are we so afraid of? What is paralyzing us? What would a world that cut carbon emissions look like? I don't believe it's anything to be afraid of, but we have to get a clear look at it first. Only the media can do that. I'm glad that major media is getting serious about climate change, but detailing what needs to happen is essential. Let's do more than wring our hands about the problem. What are the solutions? You know, I like that suggestion. Imagine, with as many particulars as possible, what the Earth would look like with carbon emissions cut. Map it out with precision and analyze specifically how the world might be different. Now, unfortunately, I think that more than a few people just feel that it is too late, that we have helped cause climate change and now we are destined to play out the last stages of a tragedy. I don't know if it's too late, but then again, too late for what? It's never too late to try to change. We might find that we can only slow the growth of climate change, but in the process of trying, maybe some of the people and governments of the world could learn valuable lessons in cooperation and communication. Now, where's the downside to that? As you might have gathered, I feel strongly on this issue. If you'd like to see some illustrations I did on the challenges of protecting our environment, check out blog.carltroutman.com. That's blog.carltroutman.com. Thanks for listening. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter. I'm at redhead324. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in room 33.